Simon & Schuster Audio presents Nash, the official biography, as told to Rebecca Paley, with personal annotations by Nash Greer. Read by Emily Tremaine, with Nash Greer.
Preface. If I know one thing, it's that I know nothing at all. Now, I know that sounds like a stupid way to open a book, but in my opinion, it's one of the most valuable things you can understand as a person. Over time, I've had trouble with silencing my ego, finding my purpose, and latching on to the little spurts of positive energy scattered throughout life as opposed to drowning in the ever-present negativity. I'm as open with people as I can be. Anyone who's seen my journey unfold knows what I'm talking about. I put it all out there on all kinds of social media platforms, from movie sets to the front row of fashion shows and even the bathroom. I've always felt compelled to use my experiences to connect with others, and that's just online. In real life, I'm equally accessible. If you've come out to see me at any of the meet and greets I've done, you can attest to that. I've spent countless hours meeting thousands of people from all corners of the world. All screens, likes, views, comments aside, for me, life has come to be all about connecting with others. After all, human connection is what we do it for. And when I say we, I mean everyone. Literally everyone. That's why I was psyched when I heard that there was going to be a book about me. Also, kind of freaked out, if I'm honest. Biographies are usually about dead people, so that's a good sign. It's all good. Books are amazing. I love digital technology for the speed and ease of interacting with folks you never meet or get to know. But books are the original way to tell stories. Well, maybe cave pictures were, but you get what I'm saying. The coolest thing about them is that everyone reads the same book differently. Each person has his or her own way of imagining the words on the page. That's why when a movie is made from a much-loved book, you always hear people say, "Oh, the book's way better than the movie." What they're really saying is that they liked what they imagined in their head while reading better than what they saw on the big screen, which is what the director imagined while reading the book. I totally get that. I like the pictures in my head, too. That's why I wanted to add my own thoughts, or the stories in my head, to the biography you're about to hear. All my thoughts, crazy, sad, happy, about who I am and the life I've lived so far, where I came from, what I believe in, who my influences are, how I've been inspired by them, what I stand for, and what I hope to achieve with my failures, successes, and ultimately, experiences. But you knowing me is not all I want from this book. While listening to the wild ups and downs I've experienced in my 2 decades on this earth, I also hope you will imagine your own vision of success and failure, dreams and fears, peaks and valleys. I want you to layer into my stories picture.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?